the hazoy she putting on the mizbeach, it's with a tenai that it's only l'shem hazoy if he's really a mitzvira. But if he's really only a nedova, then this hazoy is not l'shem hazoy l'shem rech nichoyach, but instead rather it's only l'shem or etzim, and that's muta.
So now the Gemara still asks, even though he gave an answer l'shem etzim, and Agar Rashi speaks out, what does the Gemara say l'shem of l'shem etzim? Why didn't say l'shem better of l'shem mayim? Because that's l'shem the Kro, the apostle talks about l'shem etzim, therefore we use that l'shem. Now the Gemara's question still, I eat the shirayim. There's this little bit Rashi says, a little bit that you ate on after you make the kmitza, a little bit of shem that you're eating onto it. So the question is, the boi milanayu, or some of the Girsha mechlinu. In other words, Rashi says the question is, maybe it's only nedava. So this extra shem that you put in, you're not allowed to use it. It knows the matonus of the material is not moderate. You have to have a new kmitza. So how could you use the chur, the extra shem that you put in? And also, vika achpurto, to lekomets alayu. There's a little bit, that's part of the question. Vika achpurto, lekomets alayu. There's a little bit of shemen that you do not make a kmitza on it. So how could you use it? So Moshe said, the answer is the parakle. You have to be pointed with enechnami. Rashi says, you have to say, im eni mitzayro, halug nedava. If I'm not a mitzayro, this look should be nedava. Harimashe safti shtalitzarach. What he ended on was not for purpose. So mechul almois, that should be mechul on the money enechnami. You have to mechal that. Ah, you put it into a klishoas already. So Rashi says, no, klishoas is not mekachim, elamidas, fejesh lo nitl v'teich alug, v'mnash shekachem alug, v'meinu mitzor v'fikach, yesh lo pigeon. Therefore, this has pigeon. The most tells the question, though, but let's see, to parak lehechi, where will you pay the, this little extra shema that you added into the lug? I gavoy koi, if it's inside, komayu chul nazor, the chur, it's only chulun right now. You're not mekadosh it since you don't need it. Says all the churia, you're being maya chun lazara. Rashi says kishu poida, but the question is no. When you poida it, lo metziyo lechulin nimtzeres Hashem et shachulun biyazara. As when you first pour out the vada, you makdish it. Roni saying, even though you put into a klishoas, it's not mekadosh the klishas aguf that you could be poida it. But now, when you poida it, if you poida it in the base midrash yourself, after you're being poida it comes out you have chulun bazara here. I avroi elma, you take it outside first and you poida it there. L'chura, if so, lay be yaitse. As soon as you took it out of the Yazara, it has the psul yaitse. So how could it be pointed it? So Marin says, L'yaylom gavoy. Really, it's inside. You pointed it inside. For chulim emele heaven, it's not called you bring it in chulim lazara. When you first brought it in, it was hegdish. Later, after you be being pointed it, after it becomes chulim, that's like happens by itself. It's not called you're doing it happens by itself. It would not be such an issa of bringing chulun lazara in such a type of a case. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
So the kitta so far we answered exactly how you could bring this osham on a tenai, and how you could bring the lug also, the lug shemin, on a tenai. But now the Gemara asks the question of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that said this. So Gemara asks, I, v'amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon himself says, a Gemara later, Gemara Menachis, that ain mis not from shemen, that you're not going to bring shemen for an adova. So here's the question, how could you bring this luke shemen on a tenai, maybe making an adova like a mincha? He holds you can't. Skmarin says, to kone gavri shani, that here since there's no other way out, you have a person to suffix, whether he was a mitzvah or not, he has to bring this luke. So in such a case, even if shemen is mekel, even the lady says not, mashmas nam nikir adin, but mishum to kone gavri shani. So Toistak asked the question, Taima, Idi Raisa come Rabbi Shimon, and it's not been Shemin, Echishar, Mishon, Tekuni Gavro. If it's a real drush, he says, let him, and he writes, you can't, so how is it going to help you now? You want to be Mitzak on the person. Vyoid, Kivun, Dei, Misnadvin, Chulun, Gemurdein. So Toist lies by Kasha. Maybe the Shad, maybe it's only Chumim, with Rabbanim, he says later, it's only Yemailam, and here, Mishon, Tekuni Gavro, you're allowed to. So I call upon him, Toist is asking for Kasha, and remains with a question. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Ruchumi, Chai Midi Ravino, V'Yosef Ukoma, Mishmei de Ravuna Bar Tachlipo. He was sitting down, he was saying over Alocha, in the name of Ravuna Bar Tachlipo. The name of, what I'm going to say like this, in the case that we just had, where a person is a suffix, whether he was a mitzvah or not, so So we did not know whether he has to bring his Oshem or not. So why don't I say like this? V'neimo, Oshem zeh, yei Oshem toli, let this Oshem be an Oshem toli. But l'chur, you have a suffix if you were a mitzvah or not. So you have a suffix if you have to bring a korban Oshem or not. So let this go into the category of an Oshem toli. Trash l'chapra, suffix avera shabiyodai, kreb leze, t'yem of the krisis, nisnad avodim Oshem toli b'chol yoyim, shein l'chodim, shein l'aymid, v'sofichet. So when you have a suffixet, you can bring an Oshem toli. So you also let this mitzvah that has a suffix, whether you have to bring it or not, let it bring an Oshem toli. So Murchurim Mar says, Shemamina, I have a proof, Shemamina, man, Tana, the polygon, the Reb Lezer. Who is the Tana that argues on Reb Lezer? And holds you cannot stamazer bring an Oshem toli? It's Reb Shimon, goes according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon here says, no, there's no way to bring an Oshem toli. You have to bring this Oshem with a regular chiv of an Oshem Mitzvah, just on it tonight, that on the tzad you're not a Mitzvah, then it's only an Oshem, then it's only a Korban Shlomim. So Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon is the one that argues, the Yomah that he says, Ein misnadvin Oshem toli, no, you cannot bring an Oshem toli from the Dovah. Or Malay said back to him, Torah, Torah, Imri, Vedichri, Mechalfi Lecho. So Rashi says, we're meant to say Torah, Torah means Kolema. Heichin hoye Torah shlodim gobe kamoisko. Like, where is your Torah? In other words, how could you say something like this? There's a big difference. Imri v'dichri ko mechalfi, you're making a mistake, you're changing around, and Imri v'dichri. What does that mean? Rashi says, keves ben shenosai, a keves, a one-year-old one, mikhtav l'chor b'ayel ben shteshonim. You're mixing it up with a different type of a korban that has to be brought with an older one, a two-year-old one. Why? Oshim mitzairah, keves ben shenosayu. An Oshem of a Mitzvah has to be dafka be from a Kevin's bench and also a 1 year old one. How could you say the other eight there should have been an Oshem Toli? Sheinabu Ela Ayol Bench Teshonim to bring an Oshem Toli, that should have been the other Sophic. Like, bring this Korban. If you're an Oshem, it should be Mishum Oshem Chayva. If you're not an Oshem, if you're not a Mitzvah, let it be an Oshem. No, that was the question. Let it be an Oshem Toli. In other words, that the Tanoim should be like this. You bring in one Oshem, and the Tanai is, if you are a Mitzvah, this should be for the Oshem Mitzvah. On the Tzad, you are not a Mitzvah, then not the question was, why is Hashem have to say, on the Tzad, not a Shabi Yishlamim, let it be an Oshem Toli. If you owed, you could be Misnad of an Oshem Toli. So I wanted to say that, you see, Hashem argues, and Hashem knows the person cannot be Misnad of an Oshem Toli. Nothing more says back, no, there's no proof. Maybe really, you could be Misnad of an Oshem Toli. It means if a person has a suffix, everybody has a suffix, whether we did a chet or not, he could bring an Oshem Toli. Why can't you bring this one here on that suffix? Because the different chiyuvim. On the tzad that you were a mitzvah, you have to bring an Oshem of a 1 year old one. On the tzad you want to bring an Oshem Toli, that has to be a 2 year old one. Therefore, it can't be the same carbon. Therefore, even though Rabbi Shimon holds, a person could be misnadiv, an Oshem Toli b'chol yayim. But still here, when you have to bring your Oshem from its Torah, has to be a one-year-old one, the other tzad cannot be an Oshem Toli. If Rabbi Shimon says, the other tzad is a Korban Shlom. Now the Mishnah says, Evrecha toyis shenis avru v'ivrei oila, pieces of meat of a Korban chatis got mixed up with pieces of meat of a Korban oila. So Rabbi Lezer says, Yitain l'malam, you should put it all on top of the Mizbeach. You're supposed to burn it on top of the Mizbeach. So the question is, how could you put the meat of a Korban Chatis? That's supposed to be eaten. You're not supposed to burn it. And since you already burnt the Emurim, you're over allowed for Baal Takiru. That's something you put the Emurim, the Shirayim, you're not allowed to burn. So true, the piece of meat that's a Korban Oila is supposed to be burnt. But according to the piece of meat that's only from the Chatis, how could you burn it? Sumara says, Peroyani, and I see it, Peroyani as Bosra Chatis Milamalo, Kilo Hemetsim. In other words, you put it up on a Tanai, and you say like this, these two pieces of meat, the one that's really from a Korban Oila that's supposed to be burnt, I have in mind it should really be burnt, the Shem HaTorah. But the other piece that's only from Bosra, the Korban Chatis, I have in mind Stam, it should be the like Eitzim. I'm not putting it there, L'Shem HaTorah. Here, if I'm not over this love, like we had before, No, just wait, like leave it overnight until the meat has a psalm now of nicer on it, and the yotzla vesas reifa, and burn it. Rashi says, why? The less lu rayin, they don't open this form of rayin. We see the mitzvah burning on top like that's a piece of wood. And therefore, ukova b'chol shemen alishim, he b'batakiru, you're over this lav. Shigvari murim, kovu v'nasu abos eshirayim. Therefore, you don't have this etzom. Therefore, they say, to not burn the piece of meat, to not do a lav, the yadayim, but rather just like v'shevi atas es odif, just let the meat stay by itself, to not use it overnight, let it be tuba t'rosay, then it'll become nicer, and then you just burn it. That's called the naveir of shev hiatas. That's odif, and doing the mice of burning it, which would be a lav of a kumbiyase. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that he says, even though you have a piece of meat from the korban chatas, you let it put it on top of the mizbeach, because all makor the pasuk says, "Ela mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoyach." True, that once you put aktola there, the shirayim of it you're not allowed to burn. But for what purpose? The reich nichoyach. So the idea is, l'reich nichoyach. If you're putting up shirayim to burn, l'shem aktola, l'shem reich nichoyach, that's allowed. But iat tamal, you're not allowed to put it up. But if you're only putting it up there just for the purpose of burning it, not l'shem the mitzvah saktorov, therefore it's muta. That's the svar of Rabbi Lezer. Samara says Rabbonin, what's the svar of the Rabbonin? And they say no, there's a lot even to put it up there l'shem eitzim, because the Rabbonin say miyat rachmona oisam. The Torah says the miyat over in this posik that oisam, only these things like the mincha and bikurim, who on the mincha there's a heter diyatamala. You can't put it up the shem reich nichoyach, but you can put it up the shem eitzim. Avolatamal le shem eitzim. Avol midiachrin aloi, but something else like a korban, like a piece of meat, there's no heter. So Rabbanan says this pasuk says oisa means Rashi says only the yasor of the vashkoi, like it says a mincha and the vash and bikurim. There they have this heter, but not on a regular korban. So Rabbanan says this heter l'reich nichoyach. Well, the Shem Eitzim is only said on a mincha or bikurim, but not on a boss, not on a korban. For Rebbe Lezer, what Rebbe Lezer, the pasuk says, oisam, smashm only on these, only on a mincha. For Rebbe Lezer, oisam who, the rib l'chor kevus kemizbeach. There's a ribri over there that this lav, not to burn it, is not only it pertains to the mizbeach, but even to the kevus also, even to the plane going up to the mizbeach. So this chiddush, that the kevus is like the mizbeach, that chiddush is only on burning a mincha or the vash. But burning the shirayim of a korban, you would not have the lav if you burn it on a kevis, only if you burn on top of the mizbeach. So that's what the pasuk says, the word oisam. But the actual heter, that if you take a boster of a chatis and put it on top of the mizbeach, the shem eitzim, that applies even to a korban, not only to a mincha, but even to a korban also. It says the word oisam. That's where Blessed Joshua oisam means that this chiddush, that the kevis is kemizbeach, that only applies to the mincha, to the bikurim. Avamidiach minalai, for Rabbonim, what do they say? No, tarti shma mina. I hear two things from this. Oisam says the mir both ways. That true, the chiddush of kevis only applies to mincha and bikurim, but uadin, the oheta, to burn it, the shem eitzim, also only applies to a mincha and to bikurim, but not to a korban. That's the machlokes for Blazi and the Rabbonim. Now the Gemara says, Mas nisna mishnah is the loiki yai tana. It's not like this tana. The tana we learned. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, lenech loku Rebbe Eliezer de Chachomim. There's no machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim. Al every chatis shenisarvu be every oilo. Sheikrivu. That everybody agrees you could. Not like our mishnah. They hold if a piece of meat of a korban chatis got mixed up with a piece of meat of a korban oilo, pshita, there's a heter even according to the Rabbanin to put it on top of the mizbeach. Since you're doing it l'shem eitzim, it's muta. What's going to be if a piece of meat of a korban chatis got mixed up with a piece of meat from an animal chulin, which is an aveira to bring it for korban, it's an aveira to burn it, an animal that lived with a person, shloyikavu, that they're both, even Rav Lez agrees, he's not supposed to put these two pieces of meat now on top of the mizbeach. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes? Al ivre oila tamima. Here's the machlokes. If a piece of meat from a korban oila got mixed up with a piece of meat from an animal that's a bal mum, here's the machlokes, can you burn it or not? Yes, you're allowed to put both pieces on top of the mizbeach. Since one has a chiyuv too, you're allowed to put both of them. One's a piece of a bal mum. It's not considered like I'm burning the Baal Asmun. It's only considered like I'm putting it there l'shem Eitzim, but not l'shem HaKtorah of a Baal Mum. The Chachom say no, lo yikuvu, you're not allowed to burn this. Since it's a piece of meat from a Baal Mum, there's no heter to put it on top of the Mezeich. The other Gemara says, Reb Lezer, Kontra Reb Lezer Svoro, Maishno Raveya Venirva, Tiloi Chozui, why do you say if this Korban Oila, the meat, got mixed up with the meat of an animal from a Raveya Venirva? Since the Raveya Venirva is not fit to be a Korban, you're not going to put it on the Mizbeach, even though you'd be Mavatal the Mitzvah of burning the Korban Oila. Why? Because the Evorim of the Raveya Venirva is not fit to be a Korban. If so, Balas Mum Namil Chozui. Even the piece of meat from the carbon of a Baal Mum also is not fit. You're not supposed to burn a Baal Mum. It's also not fit. So what do you say here? You aren't allowed to burn them. What's the Svarni of Lezer according to this time? The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, the Dukin Shabayin,